Oui, on est. Alors, je pense que ça va m'aider. Yeah.
May I give y'all some information real quick that I just found?
Yes, yeah.
I was just looking at TDM, which is where we got our grant for the COVID relief.
Uh-huh.
And I found a grant that I'm going to apply for a generator.
Oh, good.
So.
Real good, Sonia.
I'm writing that right now. I'm actually looking up all the stuff that I get.
Okay. Hopefully we'll get it.
Yes, sir.
If anybody can get it, it'd be you. We trust you.
I don't know about all that.
We'll just tell them how poor you are.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and make...
I'm writing the grant.
I'm going to go ahead and make a note that you're getting this generator, okay?
No. I thought that's what she said.
Well, when you come in, we'll pat you on the back for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. I just want to give y'all a heads up. That's going to be on the agenda for me to get y'all to approve the rest of it.
All right, good.
She's been a female in Oklahoma, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Oklahoma.
She's in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Her father-in-law, Chris's dad, uncle. Yeah, her father-in-law's brother. Yeah. She's in.
Father-in-law's brother.
Yeah. Okay, it's time. Yeah. Hello, everyone. This is Conley Bass again. It's been properly noticed that there would be a meeting of the Bruce Reddy City Council on March the 8th at 6. I mean, April the 8th, excuse me, at 6:30 p.m. at the City Hall. And in accordance with Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, a quorum of the City of Bruce Reddy City Council will hold its regular council meeting, and we've already had the workshop at 5 o'clock. By telephonic conference call, and after verifying with TN Mail, we also have a meeting that's open to the public. So if you don't want to come to the public meeting, you can join this meeting by dialing 1-786-535-3211, access code 434-015-933. please mute your phones and computers to avoid interference during the meeting. And citizens are encouraged that the ones that attend the meetings are encouraged to follow the COVID-19 safety measures provided by CDC guidelines. It's not mandatory, but if you wish, you can wear a mask. Okay, the first order of business. We will have an invocation by Linda Owens, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the things that you do for us on a daily basis. I know, Lord, that we're not worthy of you, for we are all sinners. But I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to keep watch over us, protect our police department, our fire department, our council members, our city people, our citizens of Bruce Valetti, and that you just watch over all of us and take care of us all. And Lord God, I ask that you stay with these families that are losing their loved ones and that they can heal soon, Lord. Lord, again, thank you for everything that you do, because we do know that without you, we would not have anything. We ask for all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Union of Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. roll call, all five council members are present, the mayor, city engineer, city secretary, chief of police, and Gene, water supervisor, and Sonia Bishop is not here tonight due to a death in the family, but she is on the phone, joining us on the phone. And is anyone else on the phone?
TK, JT, JS?
Yeah, I guess those are just people, but there's no official no thing. Okay. All right, you're ready to go. First on the agenda, police report by Chief Darcy.
Good
evening.
That's my March 2021 report. For the month of March, we had 96 calls for service. We had 23 reports that were generated, that includes arrests, offense, and incident reports. We had 10 crash reports and a total of 217 citations and warnings, 84 citations and 133 warnings. And then also in the package, I did include an updated kind of current list for our city ordinance and system. Changes also daily, but this is as of today and what we have. And the only other thing I was going to add is just to remind everybody to please lock your vehicles at night and take in all your belongings so you can drive towards the cars. And please call us police department and the sheriff's office dispatch to report any vehicles or suspicious people walking or whatever looks out of ordinary because we just want to have it all we did.
Keep where are we on the staffing now? Where are you?
I'm looking to hire one more.
So you're at four now?
Yeah,
counting.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any applicants for the other opening, or do you just have?
I have one applicant that we're going to interview next Thursday.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you. I did notice on the reports, you know, people say, you stop us for this, stop us for that. There's been a lot more warnings and tickets given. So, y'all are not out trying to rob people by giving tickets. So, I just wanted to remind people of that. Yeah. And next on the agenda is the Water Department report from Gene Sprouse. Gene, you want to give a report?
Yeah, I think Sonia put a copy of this in our package also. So we completed 105 work orders for a month. 40 of them were grass, and that's due from the freezing. You know, we went out to go with to help people with their water, expand bus lines and stuff, and that's where we had to pull all the grass. We had 10 water leaks that were fixed, and next it shows outstanding, and we got 25 work orders. Well, we moved the boards from here to there, so I've got to go in and find them so we can complete them. I don't think there's any major work orders outstanding that I'm aware of. But we're getting in now, some of them, so we're going to have to start cutting grass one day a week at least, if not two. Trying to work out here with our schedule too. There's a lot of shredding and little plants, ball fields, and city hall and stuff to mow. So that's going to tie us up for at least a couple of days.
Okay.
Anything else for me?
No, unless you have something else. Anybody got any questions about the water department?
Yeah, I got one. One place you'd like in the city, or even outside the city. We fix water leaks, and it's been a few months, and it's still pretty good mess. Do y'all, do you schedule it any time to go back and check those things and go back and clean them up?
Yeah, we try to isolate Rudy for that, because, you know, he's here 2 days a week, and not saying that he doesn't do a lot, he does, but he's, that's what I'd rather him do the cleanups when he's here, because we don't want him getting in a hole. He made that agreement that, you know, when he was hired, and
yeah,
him being up in age, let some younger guys get in there.
Well, we asked people asking me about it.
Well, we're trying to get to them, and, you know, there's some, maybe some that we may have missed or forgot, and that's why I try to get them to make their work orders for a cleanup, so we can go back in there.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I would thank you. When you fix them, put them down and put out the side of cleanup, whatever, and it's marked off if you cleaned it up. Yeah,
right,
it's still not affected.
I just told them maybe another work order. That way, I can turn into one for the week, and put the water off on it, and then we can go back in there. You know, some of them, if they're in a field or something, we put the wet material back in there, and then after the driveway, we put dry material. But you gotta let it dry, especially fall time. You might have black mud sticks to the back of the
home. Yeah, okay, I know.
Yeah.
I was just asked the question, so
yeah.
I did.
Thank you, Jim. Number 4, engineers report, city engineer Johnny Taylor. I had council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on Foster Branch Estate Edition lots 1-6 easements. Now, they emailed today at 4:10 and said they would not be here tonight. They're still here, so. And D, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on approving and final plat for Parkside subdivision lots 1-8 that are submitted by K-Bar Ranch and Matthew Development. And that's what you do. Let's see what else. That's it. Okay. Mr. Taylor?
We don't talk about Foster Branch at all.
No, are we going, you mean on item number 5?
No, number 4.
Yeah, 4A, that's 4A, what we're talking about.
That's Foster Branch. That's Foster Branch.
Yeah.
They
said they weren't going to be here.
Yeah, Foster Branch is not going to be here, so.
We're not going to talk about it.
I haven't seen it in a minute.
I don't know.
Oh, just a minute.
Yeah. They've sent a letter saying that they know that we were going to discuss this in their letter as a field, you know, for what they're asking, what their condition is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've seen that letter.
Okay.
So I don't know why we wouldn't hear.
Okay.
What's
it's about the easement mostly, I think. Yeah, go ahead and cover.
Okay. This project started in 2019. They came in, they made an application for service. I did a hydraulic analysis for them. They came back and said, yeah, we want to go with this. And I think they paid their money in 2019 or early 2020. The Foster Branch paid the initial part.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that was required for that before we could proceed is they did not have a plat that was approved, and so the standard procedure is that they have to grant an easement for the city for the water line to be placed, and they did that, and I think it's in the packet that you got.
Yes.
And so the easement was passed. Then there was conversation over the next year or more about they had a plat, and they were going to grant a 30-foot general easement. And my recommendation was that you not use that. And I talked to Gene about it, and specifically because anybody can put anything in a general easement. So you will have to maintain the dig-ups that occur by anybody else in there forever. And my opinion was that that's not the thing to do. But you need a dedicated easement to the city of Bristol Lake for your water lines. And they continued to proceed with the 30-foot general easement and did not grant or did not dedicate a water line easement. So, they had asked me about it. I said, we have a general easement, so let's just get outside of their 30-foot. They have a general utility dedicated in the plat. And I said, let's just get beside that with the easement that we have, because it says, the easement says we can go anywhere on their property. And then anything we want to do has to do with that water line. And that easement has been used for 50 years. So, I know it's really commonplace. So, I was anticipating, we'll just move over and we'll get, track that we can put the water line at the end, nobody else can get in there. And they did not get it. They don't want to get that up.
But they complied the first plat, did they not?
No.
No?
They did not. They have never submitted a plat that had a dedicated easement for the city of Bristol Lake to put their water line. And they continue, as you can see, to this day, to contend that the city needs to put their water line in the 30-foot wide channel easement. They can have petroleum lines, can have fire cables, can have gas lines, can have anything else. The worst ones are the pump and the data cable, because they just plow into the ground, and the trail looks like a snake as they go down the road. If anybody's ever tried to follow one of those, you'll know that it goes all over the place. So there's no way that they can get in and maintain their cables and not tear up your water line.
Then you go to digging in there without water line, and you don't get in anything. Then whoever's possible.
Right.
Can't do it.
So therein lies the rub. So I don't, this is back on council. Obviously, there's a letter from attorney. He's paid to work for the person that pays him, and that's what he's doing. So
didn't the council, and you make it pretty clear to start with, when they provide the money to get the system upgraded to get the water to them, that's what they're going to have to do?
Yes, sir. One of the things that they bring up in their letter is the long, what road is that that we crossed to get
Winchester?
On Winchester. On Winchester, we didn't have to lay a line on that property because we already had one across the road. And so to try to get them meters, we determined that we could tie onto the line that was across Winchester with the bore across Winchester, and we could set a meter on their property. So one of their contentions is we're already in our general utility easement. Yes, we are. And it's got a big square box about this big. There's a water meter sitting there that any moron will see that he won't dig through. So to be in their easement with a water meter, which is what it is, and a service line, is not uncommon, because there's something on the surface to indicate that there's something there that they shouldn't be digging through, and they won't dig the line. But in the case of just a water line, when it's parallel with the street inside a property, nobody knows to look anywhere for them. So, it doesn't make sense. So we up to the council. If the council wants the line moved into their 30-foot general utility easement, and it's not in yet, so we can do that. And if you don't, then it sounds like it might be a bypass. It won't make any difference to my, one of the other issues is that I asked them in the beginning to align with the water, to get in alignment with the water line that was already laid in the Bloomington branch, and they did not do that. So in order for us to get the water line off their property and in a dedicated city water line easement, we got to put some 45s on. And it doesn't make any difference to me whether they're in their general easement, because every place there's a 45 where it comes to the gate, there's going to be the water lines marked place there. It's going to be placed where it changes directions again. So we're going to mark where that is. But I could also probably do that on the Remington Ranch side. because in addition to the dedicated easement that's on the plaque of the city, they also granted a general easement. So Remington Ranch did the same thing as what you're asking these guys to do, is when they came in to make their application for water, and the city said, okay, they signed a city easement to put that water plant in, but nothing else can go in there.
These two different companies?
Two different companies.
Okay, that's what I remember, the other one.
First one was sweet, no problem, everything went fine. This second one has been tooth and nail from the get-go. So, the 30-foot easement is a problem, but I'll do whatever you want to do with it.
Yes.
Best I remember about a year and a half ago before I got on the council, I was home listening to this one night, and this very issue came up about lining it up with us. I don't know if you remember or not, but I do. And I called in, and what I said is basically what you're saying, that didn't line up, and it fell on deaf ears from everybody. Well, maybe because they don't understand, I don't know. But to me, you can't treat one of these different than the other one. And need to comply with rhythm. But down the road, people years from now, I see it out up and down the road when we fix the water lines, the phone cables and things, and I've seen them hit them. It's going to be a problem, folks.
If you have
and that's all I got to say.
And that's if we have the 30-foot easement.
I'm sorry?
If you put
a 30-foot easement in.
If you put 30-foot easement in with other utilities, we need one just like the other company did.
But it's my
Yeah.
And then get a 20-foot
easement.
Yeah, 20-foot separate dedicated.
Side by side.
But nobody uses it but the city.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's going to cost a lot of money down the road if you don't.
That's right.
But we need to reply to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to reply to this. Yeah. We don't need to sit back and not do nothing.
No.
I don't know who the city uses for their attorney, but
or
we have a water attorney.
Okay.
What's his name?
Mr. Gershon.
Yeah.
Mike. Yeah. Do you want to do that, or do you have a regular attorney that deals with property disputes that's local? I would suggest, in my opinion, either you need to get them involved with this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we need our attorney.
Well, we need the facts before we do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, we need the facts before we do that.
Yes, sir.
What it is, they don't want to do that, and they, in the letter, they understood it, they're saying that the city changed, but the city, they never did agree to what the city asked for in the first place. So, the city is still asking what it originally asked for, and they have not complied, the way I see it.
So,
I mean, the city has water, and they want water, and if they want water, they're going to have to comply with it. What to
say with our route.
Exactly. The way I see it. So, we do need to consult with our attorney, I guess Gershon probably.
I think
our city administrator, she's going to get us some stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's working on it, I'm sure. She got the letter.
In the dark on that other one.
Yeah, that's an awful
grant.
No, well, that was a
yes.
In regard to Boxer Branch, we had advertised, we took bids here at City Hall on Tuesday for the Boxer Branch last. And it really won't make any difference in the bids whether we put it in a city dedicated easement or whether we put it in the general easement.
But it depends if something's already there or not.
Well, the contractor will put it wherever we tell them to. And it won't change its price, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you that if we took bids and the cost to get that water line in for them is $45,764. That's the contractor's price. Plus,
are we talking about Foster Branch?
Yes.
Yeah, Foster
Branch. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, because they wanted to go with it, and we got an easement, and I had told, they had an engineer call me, and we went round and round about this. I said, well, we want a dedicated easement. City wants to put this in an easement all by themselves so nobody creeps it up in the future. And he went on about it. I said, well, we already have these, we're just trying to coordinate with them so that they could include it on their plat. And they chose not to do that, which Remington Ranch did, but Foster Ranch did not. So my conversation with him, I said, we don't actually have to have an easement because we already have one. It was signed back in 2019 by the gentleman that is promoting this discussion, okay? So I told him that the only alternative that we had was to just put our line outside, but parallel to their general utility and an easement for ourselves. And so this has been going on a long time.
This is just for six lots, right?
Right.
Yeah, 1 through 6. The rest of them have already been done.
Right. Okay. So we took bids. Total price was $45,764. Engineering fee of $5,766.26. There's an advertising cost. That's the advertising newspaper. And there is a meter installation cost for those 6 meters, which totals $9,000. So that means that the total current project is $60,794.84, but the owner has already paid $5,400. So what he owes the city to get the water line put in is $55,394.84. Did you get this today?
Yes.
Okay. So we're dead in the water, no matter what the size of the easement issue, we're dead in the water until we tender $55,394.84 to the city to fill that water line. So we got bids in hand. They are good for 30 days. So the city can choose to act on that or award it whenever they want to. If you choose to award it, whatever you do, it needs to be contingent on them paying that bill.
Yeah. Does it pay for it first?
Have you got this information that you just read to us?
He's gonna want that to replace it, but
sure.
He needs that to know what he owes to get this done, in addition to the easement.
Well, we wouldn't want to accept the money until they agreed to the city easement, right? Because we're not going to put a water line in that general easement.
Okay.
Are there any time constraints on the bids?
30 days.
Okay.
So the bids were received on Tuesday, and they're good for 30 days.
Okay.
So yes, we.
The question then would be, that sounds like it's going to take some time to get this worked out. We have to rebid it?
Well, there's two ways you can do it.
Okay.
One is, you have a low bidder, and the low bidder, by the way, is B&G Russell Contracting, who is actually the same one that did Remington Ranch. If we get to 30 days and it looks like we're going to get it resolved, but it may go a couple weeks past that or something, then all the contractor has to do is agree to hold this bid for some additional time. And he may or may not do that, but that's one option. The second one is what you're talking about, is if you get 4 months down the road, prices have changed, whatever, he might not want to do that, in which case, but I think that would be an additional cost to the folks at Foster Ranch.
I think we need to respond to this letter and then let them know about what the bid is, that it's 30 days, more than 30 days is a meeting.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we might do this.
Yeah.
And let them know that.
They have 30 days.
We need that 20 foot.
Let them know that we're not going to put the water line in that general either.
And we need to vote on that.
I think, well,
we're just abide by the engineer recommendations shortly.
I think we could maybe make a motion. I make a motion to have Sonia meet with the water attorney and Mr. Tabor and send a letter to the Creekside Ranch Group and let them go about the 20 foot easement. And let them know about the easement, water easement, and then let them know about the price of the bid, and that bid's only good for 30 days, and that 30 days is up.
Right.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll second the motion.
Motion's made. Okay. Go ahead.
Do y'all want me to contact Neil Purple, or do y'all want me to contact Michael Bouchon? The reason I'm asking is because Neil Purple is cheaper.
Yeah.
$125 now versus $250. I just wanted to which attorney y'all prefer.
I don't see why Purple could. I don't see.
Which one is beating best?
All right.
The water here.
Yeah. All right.
That's
daughter.
I mean, Michael Gershon
specializes
in water.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
my dollar attorney for a reason.
It's a lot higher, but maybe we should have Gershon.
I think Gershon's my motion. It won't take long.
Worried is just maybe what we are asking Gershon to do. I mean, we're going to, sounds like, take a position on it tonight and have a vote on the motion. Okay, so then that will be our position as expressed communication-wise back to this attorney or asking myself a question, do we take it to Gershon now on the idea that it's going to be pursued, they're going to pursue us, or do we wait? And then if we learn that they're going to take us to task on it or whatever, then we enlist.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I was saying, Ricky's saying you wanted the attorney, somebody to respond to this letter.
Yeah, no, I'm an attorney to respond to this letter.
Okay.
And then get with the attorney and get with Johnny and draft or send a letter to these people. We're letting them know where we stand. In other words,
we won't
see easement. You're not going to get a water until we get the 20-foot easement. And here's how much the bids came in. And here's when the bids cease.
And responding legal-wise to get a challenge of the legality of what he's saying.
Okay, well, here's the question. We're going to enlist Gershon, the water attorney. Then I guess I'm hearing that we're directing him what to do. In other words, instead of letting him hear, here's where we are, here's what we wanted to do, but not tell him what to do.
We're not telling him what to do. We're asking him to respond to this letter, and then the other part is what we want to do.
Simple response, actually. It's just saying,
I got you.
It's just a simple response. I mean, do we need a water attorney to send a simple response? If it turns into a case or something, then we would need Kershaw.
I
just only save money.
Yeah.
And it's just a simple
response.
You got a motion.
My motion
was to use Gershon just in case, and the reason being, just in case it down the road, it comes to something.
Yeah.
And then we need his, that's his expertise.
Yeah.
Is what,
okay. Amen.
And so he's already aware of the situation.
Yeah.
And he's already spent some time on it. So I feel like it would be better letting him. And then obviously I believe as an attorney, if he thinks that maybe we need to word it a little different or do it a little different, I believe he would get with us.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. Let him send the letter?
He's
going to send the letter. He's going to get with Johnny, and then he's going to send the letter. However, with Sonia. Yeah, Sonia is going to get with Gershon and Johnny.
Okay.
And that way, Mr. Gershon will know some background on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we want is, about the 20-foot easement and explain it to Mr. Gershon, which probably won't explain much to him because he should know. And then about the bids that came in and when the bids were up, how much it worth.
But time-wise, we need to get that response.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's safely 30 days.
All right, so your motion is get Sonia to get with Gershon.
Yes, Johnny.
And Johnny. To reply to this letter.
And Johnny.
And reply to this letter.
Reply to the letter dated April 8th.
Mm-hmm.
She got it.
Yes.
She got it.
Okay. So is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Second. Everybody understands.
Yes, sir.
We're going to Mr. Gershon first. Okay. All in favor?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Are we including the motion that we are not going to relent on the easement commission? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
The 20-foot easement?
He didn't.
The attorney will put that in there.
We have got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the 20-foot?
20-foot water.
Water easement strictly for the city and the
bids, the
amount
of the bids, and when the bids are up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So all of that. You got all that, Sam?
Yes.
All right. Now, y'all, any more questions? Now, everybody in favor? 5 in favor, yay. Okay, so Sonia, did you get that? You're gonna get with Mr. Gershon and Johnny and get Mr. Gershon to send the letter saying that we're not going to use that general easement. You're gonna give the city a stipulated easement strictly for water, plus the amount of the bids. And good for 30 days. Is that covered?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I got it.
Okay, good. Don't ask me to repeat it.
No.
Okay.
5 and nothing.
Item number 5, I guess that's all we need, Johnny.
4B.
You got something behind it?
4B.
Yeah, 4B.
4B.
All right. Okay. Oh, yeah, this is... Okay. I'm sorry. 4B is council discuss, consider, and possibly take action on approving the final plat for Parkside Subdivision Lots 1 through 8. This is submitted by K-Bar Ranch and Bank of Development. This is on 4th Street. Go ahead.
My recommendation to the council is... my statement to the council is the subdivision complies with your subdivision ordinance. They made modifications to the first one they put in, they brought back another one. They addressed all the issues that were discussed, and so it does apply. So one little odd thing about subdivisions is that you approve it, but you won't file for record until all the work is done. Okay, so there's a point in time when they submit the plat, says, okay, this is what we want, this is the final deal, and the council can approve that as the form, but the plat will not be filed for record, meaning that it's official in the county courthouse until they get their drainage work done, they get their drying entrances done, they get a fire hydrant set, and they get water services to all those lots. Okay. So, and from the developer's point of view, he wants to know that you've approved it. All that he has to do is get the thing done, and he has to do it. But by, and of course, with your ordinance, that document cannot be filed in the county until all that's completed.
Okay. You got that, Sonya?
So he can't file it with the county until all that's completed. Okay. So that wasn't. We wouldn't need to add that in the form of a motion.
Sonya, did you get that? I'm sure you already knew that. But. Sonya?
Yeah, I was. Yes, sir, I was already aware of that.
Yeah.
I also heard it again.
Okay.
So we need a motion to accept the final plat. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the final plat dated March 12, 2021, submitted by the K-Bar Ranch and Mackey Development, LLC.
I'll second it.
Parkside,
so. Okay. Any discussion? No.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Is he coming right?
I think
he's
at
the restroom. Yeah. Let's wait just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me back, son.
Looks like somebody's fixing to have to mow up there. It's starting to get pretty hot.
Where's that?
Just on 4th Street.
I just found that my face. I got a whole lot. I think I've got the tractor already. I have a John Deere. I come back here.
Oh, there he is. We've got a motion, James, we've got a motion and a second to approve the plats that's filed for K-Bar Ranch and Mackey Development on 4th Street.
Yes,
all in favor? All right, unanimous, 5-8.
8-0, I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you doing it. Yeah.
Ready to go now.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'll be calling you soon.
Okay. We're ready. Thank you. Item number 5. I don't guess do we need a motion to table that or can the mayor just table it?
Just table it.
We even have to table it. You don't have to take no action at all.
Well, really, we don't.
Table
it. Now, let's table it, though, just to...
Okay.
We discussed this in the workshop, and...
Item 5.
Yeah, item 5.
Because he's not old. Did you have that item 5? Okay.
He asked to have it taken off the agenda tonight.
Okay.
It'll be on next month's So item 5 is tabled.
Okay.
Right.
We're going to try to do a lot more research and get some more information to come on.
Okay.
And if you have any information that we might need to kind of so we can read it and
Add
it with me on.
Yes, I brought it back.
You want me to make some copies?
Sorry. So there's good news and bad news. The good news is we took this for the improvements to get the fellow. Another water meter up there on this property because I was on the phone and he came in and changed to get the plans to improve the water system and get a meter up there. So
made plans, and we took bids, two bids on the same day. One from Boston Bridge, one from Mr. Keller. That's the good news. The bad news is the pricing is really high. And the reason is because the amount of space that we had to put the water line in was 10 foot wide, and it was an easement that had been filed for record with that flat. And so that really limits, and there's fences and other stuff in there. So the fact that you're tabling it, and you're not going to reconsider this until May.
Can we say
the bids will have expired by then? I'm going to suggest that you reject the bid.
How much was it?
We received, it was $45,540.
2.2 times.
Yeah.
And
that's because the contractor only had 10 foot to his work in, and he saw, we got two bids. One bid was $45,540, and the other was $46,564.
I asked you what's the $4 million man from that. How long was it? I mean,
450 feet.
Okay.
It's about $35 a foot.
No, I know
there's so much handwork involved in that that, you know, they can't do it for free.
Plus it's 10 feet, yeah?
No, it's 16. But, we after this happened, I've been talking to Pam about giving some additional easements to put this water line in along a different route. That we can get there with normal excavating equipment that should change the price significantly. So my feeling about this is that Mr. Cuddle is not going to agree to pay this.
No.
And so, and considering the amount it is, there's no sense in us dealing with this bid anymore. We need to figure out if we have enough, if we can get easements for another route to get that line through there. So you can, just so we get these off, you have two choices. You can just wait 30 days and they expire, that thing, or if you want to decide, you can reject it.
Go ahead, Richard.
I think we'll let it expire.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to be changed.
Well, it's going to be expired before he shows up at 47.
Right.
On
right. But
it in case he changes.
It's not expired.
That's 3-6 is where I see it.
Yeah.
I did
get one of those easements, and
I just went
trail for the,
I think, even if 20,000, that's still pretty tough. Still pretty tough, even 20,000 gets what he's going to get.
1 meter.
It's pretty tough.
So I got one of the easements, and you know, there's only two
easements. But, let me get with you tomorrow. I think I found a route that might be able to go and utilize that. You just got the general. So, knowing that he got some concerns about trees and some other things, let me see if I can work out a different route. See if we can make her happy and refuse to incur the plan.
Okay.
Go ahead. Mark, the key to where we are right now, I think, is communication. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, what John explained, you know, should be encouraging, but I mean, I think we need to do some kind of communication on this. I mean, I'm 100% behind gathering all the information and everything, but I mean, I feel like there ought to be something, you know, that just, even if it's a two-line letter, something that doesn't obligate the city in any way.
Not working on it.
So, you know, just some kind of response.
Well, no. The bid funding expired.
We're working on it, yeah.
And we're trying.
I mean, I don't think anybody wants, how difficult it is.
Well, I think that Pam and Sonya, the information you have right over writing letters, that what's going on,
you know, what the bid was.
Well, the thing about it is he requested to have this removed tonight.
I agree.
So there's no telling what he may have something else completely in mind.
That's true.
So he requested it not to be evil.
But that's what I'm saying. We got the bid, which is what he paid for us to do. So I think we can inform him in the letter what's happened. Because we're trying to look at alternatives, but we respect his wishes and he wants to come whenever he wants to come. And that's fine. I guess if y'all agree, but they were saying he thought that was what they said, so, you know, I'll make that motion. So write him a letter and tell him that we bid it according to his wishes, and he paid his money, and we got the bids in, we worked the work, they did it for 30 days, so now our engineer and our staff, the council's working on trying to get an alternative solution to these things or what have you. That doesn't include him, whatever he wants to do. We just inform him the information we have.
Right.
All of this is fine and good, but item 5 has already been touched on.
Well, you didn't formally table it.
No.
You didn't formally table it just because he asked to be removed, don't mean we can't discuss it.
We're in the vote on
it. Right.
We're not voting.
You don't have to vote.
No.
But I did, but I'll retract that. And if y'all want to make a motion,
I did.
For repeat it, I didn't hear it.
I wasn't listening. I don't know if I can do that again.
You want to send a letter?
We will send a letter. Sasha, Pam, and Mr. Taylor, whatever they want to get together, to inform him that we did put the bid out to his request. We paid his earnings money. We got the bid back, and Mr. Taylor and council, the next very open on the 6th, is that correct?
Yes.
It was the number $45,000 and something.
And
whatever.
Yeah.
And if we just inform of what's happening, therefore, our staff and engineers look at all terms of work. We can do something different as far as easement to apply, but it does not preclude or prevent them from taking the avenue if we wish. We're just giving information of what we have.
We're trying to work on different avenues to reduce the cost.
Yes.
We're going to
second to that.
Anybody want to second that?
Yeah.
You second it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to repeat all that. Did you put all that down?
You got it, didn't
you? You're going to send a letter. I'm just going to say, most made in fact,
listen to the voice in party.
Yeah. No, you did that. All in favor?
Yes.
All in favor?
All in favor?
5 yeas.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else you need me for, Mayor?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Thanks, Johnny.
What would I do? Thank you, Rock Island. Well, I do. Just hang on. You right here, though, you can't
watch
it.
It's
raining
out there more. Yeah. Sure. I don't think it's raining, but you see, it was another place.
It's nice rain.
They said the interstate was closed this morning because of high water. No, it just came up
over there.
Oh, it is. It's going back to the kids where you live at.
You might as well wait.
Service road. I know somebody.
You might as well wait for the rest of the show.
That's me. Mr. Taylor,
thank you.
Item number 6.
We're making progress.
Item number 6, citizen presentations. Pam, did anybody, and nobody emailed him either, did they?
Well.
Okay, all right. Item number 7, consent agenda. Council to discuss and possibly approve the minutes from March 25th, 2021. And item B, discuss and approve the minutes from special call meeting March 29th, 2021. 2 minutes.
I have on that March 25th minutes.
Yes.
Item six A. Pam, do you have that? Okay. Where it says to sell parking lot and landscaping. We didn't discuss landscaping. So with this landscaping needs to be omitted.
Okay.
From item 6A. Yeah, and that's all I
thought. Landscaping, okay.
Yeah, it's just one little deal over here. Is it Haven?
Oh, big time.
Big time. Bam.
A little bit of things.
Paragraph 3. The interior report consists of cost of ranch, typically cost of ranch.
Ranch instead of ranch.
Where's that? March 25th.
March 25th.
What number is it?
Yeah, it's just asking, it's ranch instead of ranch.
Number 3.
Item 3.
Yeah. Okay, that was all I saw too. And I would like to extend my appreciation to how these read really great and easy. And you can tell that somebody made an effort. And I just want to say thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Sonia. You did a good job.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'll make a motion that we accept minutes as amended for March 25th and also the minutes for March the 29th.
I see.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes of March 25th and March 29th, 2021. All in favor?
All in favor.
Y'all in favor?
Okay.
5 yeas, Pam. Item 8, City Secretary Pam Thompson. Council to consider discussion possibly take action on refunds to Mrs. Carmen Baker for uninstalled 2 meters for $3,000 from Brown Drive.
What the deal is, she did a big check for 2 meters on Brown Drive, and so we have an installed meter set that she had paid the fees per meter. And when I called, well, I sent her letters to the internet, and then I called her to see her time for the meters in, but it had been long enough.
I'm going to make a motion that we refund Mrs. Baker for the uninstalled 2 meters and $3,000 because we've done nothing better.
Okay. Is there a second?
Aye.
Motion made and seconded to return or refund $3,000 to Mrs. Carmen Baker for uninstalled meters. All in favor? 5 yeas. Okay. Number 9, City Administrator, Council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action approving an increase of $800 for security cameras for BEISD. They will be paid from the McGlennon Child Safety Funds. The previous quote, $80,820, included cameras that are no longer available, and the new cameras are $50 more each. So,
I'll make a
motion
to do that.
Do it?
Okay.
I second. Right. Motion made and seconded to approve an increase of $800 for security cameras for the school. All in favor? These are cameras for go on the back of the bus.
Yeah, on the back of the
bus. No, they wouldn't put them there. They put them in the building,
for
what I understand.
No, the buses are for buses. And maybe building, too. The buses.
Mayor, may I speak?
Yeah, speak.
These are actually for the buildings. They decided not to do the buses because of legal reasons. They're doing the new ag center and elementary school.
They're not going to do the buses?
No.
So, this, they decided for legal reasons not to do buses.
Okay.
They're only doing the campuses.
Okay. I used to drive a bus. I sure would like to have money.
But not too.
Okay. All in favor? Everybody's fine. Okay. D, We council discussed considering possibly take action on switching the city website over to Civic Plus for the next budget year. And I think it said it'd take like 14 weeks to put it in.
Yeah, 14. 15.
Yeah, this is what we covered in the workshop.
I liked it.
Sonia, my idea would be, we get the proposal in and study it, but also I'm just thinking out loud that there's other companies that do the same thing. And, you know, should we investigate getting another proposal from another company? And I invite your opinions on that. I think we ought to, we ought to just take a look.
Was this $2,200 to...
That's $2,250 a year.
$2,250 a year.
$7,000 something of probably been $2,250.
Yes. I think these people are great.
I think what I saw is good.
They're obviously professional. And, but I mean, I do think we ought to just see what maybe we can round up another time. I think I know of at least one other company that we could contact.
Brother?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hi. Right. Hey, yes. I agree with Mr. Fowler, because I know there's Municipal Plus, something like that. There's like four or five different ones that work in the state government. So I agree with Mr. Fowler. I just put on the agenda because when we start doing the budget, I kind of wanted to know which number they needed to plug in. So I just wasn't sure if y'all were, this is something y'all wanted to consider when we do budget, but y'all can handle this and we can do what Mr. Taylor, what Mr. Taylor suggested would be better, I think.
I think it's a good idea.
I do too.
Okay.
So you want to make a motion to table?
Yeah.
I'll
make a motion to table.
Second.
Second. A motion made and seconded to table out of 9B. All in favor? 5 yeas. Boy, everybody is saying yes tonight.
Mr. Ballard.
Yeah. Okay. Item 9C, update on the new City Hall project. I guess, Sonia, would you like to give that update?
Certainly. So, the glass doctor out of Hewitt, it emailed me telling me that we didn't have to worry about paying anything until the project was done. Then, 2 weeks ago, the new manager, owner, whatever he is, called me and said, when are we going to get our deposit? And I was like, excuse me? He says, well, we can't order the glass until we have a deposit. So I got two council members to sign a check and get them this deposit. I sent him an email that told me that we did not need a deposit, and he assured me that they were going to have the glass expedited, but expedited means 8 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So the bulletproof glass, we got like 6 more weeks before we were getting the bulletproof glass. KHT for the sound, KHT emailed me yesterday. I sent an email to you all. They should be starting sometime around the 16th of April to put in all the sound system at the new City Hall. Then, the drive-through window with QTC, I think the company was, they emailed me, and there is a back order on some of the parts that they need. So, he is going to let me know as soon as they can get those parts to be able to put the window in.
Everybody's having trouble. Yeah. It's going to get worse.
Well, I thank you for following through and finding all this information out. That's very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pam. I mean, Sonia, excuse me. Item D also, Sonia, filling the vacant water clerk administrative assistant position. You already got some.
Yes, sir. So as y'all know, we use a temporary agency to hire, do all our hires for office positions. Because it takes the city money in the long run. So we did fill the spot on Monday with a young lady named Doreen Presley. She's starting, I know she's doing pretty good. She's very friendly. She's very soft-spoken. I think she's going to be a good fit for part of this. So I've encouraged her to make sure that she, you know, is very friendly and that she's proud of the customers and reminded her that our customers, our citizens, are our priority. So I think she's going to be a good fit.
Good.
Where's she from, son?
Where does she live?
Oh, you know what? Y'all are going to make me laugh too. I honestly cannot remember. I asked her and I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
You don't
Do you remember?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should find out for you.
I met her today, but I didn't ask her.
And her name is Doreen Presley, right?
Doreen.
D-O-R-E-E-N.
Okay. I guess Elvis' niece, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Item number 10. Discuss and consider establishing a formal emergency management plan for the city of Boussel Eddy and assigning Chief Michael Dorsey to be the point person for organizing a task force for city staff and local citizens, schools, and everybody else as needed for completing the plan. This is what we covered in the workshop. Mr. Fowler, do you need to add anything to that?
This is not only to say, you know, this is not going to be a just sit down and create a document. This is going to take a lot of work, and I think just get an update from Chief Dorsey once a month, not necessarily every meeting, but and also don't be bashful about asking for help.
Anybody up here, I'm sure, would jump at the chance to
do anything with
this.
So,
I want to personally thank you for the work that you've done on this, and also I would personally myself, and I would like to counsel for this, because it seems like it's important to you, and it's important to the citizens and us, and you seem to know what you're doing.
I do too. So does someone want to make a...
I'll make a motion.
I read it, studied it, I thought it's a good start.
I make a motion that we establish a emergency management plan for the city of Boussel Eddy and assign Chief Michael Dorsey to be the point person for organizing a task force of city staff and or local citizens as needed for completing the plan.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to establish a formal emergency management plan for the city of Boussel Eddy and assign Chief Dorsey for the point person for organizing the task force and with the help and assistance of Mr. Mark Fowler. All in favor? Five more yeas. Okay.
And I make the motion that we adjourn.
Okay, there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Five more yeas. This meeting is adjourned at 7:33. Thank everybody for coming.
Council members.
Yeah.
I forwarded y'all an email from Civic Plus just now that I received. So y'all already have that in your email.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good job on those minutes, Sonya. Outstanding.
Thank you, sir. I tried. I still didn't get a perfect dinner.
That's close enough.
None of us perfect.
We'll have a cup of coffee in the bedroom for you for Monday.
You don't want to lose.
I right, well, I'll see y'all on, I'll talk to y'all on Monday.
All right.
Good luck.
Be careful.
Bye.
Be careful coming back from Oklahoma.
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely.
Now,
see y'all again.
Be sure
Bye.
Chris is driving. Lower.